Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue, next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It is time for our noontime news here on KROX on this Tuesday, June 18th. Good afternoon. I'm Leo Blavin. President Donald Trump says that the next week, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will begin removing millions of people in the U.S. illegally. An administration official says those being targeted for removal have been issued final deportation orders by federal judges, but remain at large. In a tweet, Trump cites what he calls millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. Medication withheld, cries for help ignored, routine checks neglected. With suicides a problem in many jails across the U.S., an AP Capital News Service examination raises troubling questions about whether deaths could have been avoided with more training, better technology, and fewer broken rules. What are authorities doing to stop these tragedies? Some are adding staff and changing policies. But one expert says jails are unfairly being asked to become mental health and drug treatment centers. The White House is stepping up its outreach to Congress as tensions escalate in the Middle East. Lawmakers will receive a series of classified and unclassified briefings on Iran from Trump administration officials. That's according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell says the risk of a conflict with Iran is real, and he says the administration should work with U.S. allies to encourage Iran's leaders to cease their aggression. The father of a six-year-old killed in the 2012 shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School has won a defamation suit against the authors of a book that claimed the shooting never happened. It's the latest victory for victims' relatives who have been taking a more aggressive stance against conspiracy theorists. Damages will be decided in October. Facebook has surprised cryptocurrency experts in announcing a digital currency that shares fundamental privacy characteristics with Bitcoin, the leading cryptocurrency today. Human Rights Foundation expert Eric Wall says the Libra currency's base layer will allow for anonymity, even though the bulk of the exchanges where it trades will adhere to anti-money laundering and other regulations. We'll have more noontime news in a moment.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue, next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Much better today than the weather we saw yesterday. Sunny blue skies overhead right now here in downtown Crookston. As expected, we've got a little breeze, but the temperature right now up to 69 degrees with winds out of the northeast here at 6 miles per hour. Our humidity at 54%, the barometric pressure down to 29.99 inches. Looking ahead to the rest of today, partly sunny skies. There's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms here the rest of today, as well as a chance of some thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s and northeast winds up to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, lows 50 to 55 degrees, and east winds up to 10 miles per hour. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, looks like more showers and thunderstorms could be on their way. We'll tell you more about that later on in our noontime news. But again, right now, 69 degrees and sunny skies overhead. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have our state and regional news. That's coming up after these words from First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
The weather is great, so get out and enjoy it. Hi, this is Ashley with First Community Credit Union. Now is a perfect time to get that new car, boat, or other toy you've been wanting. FCCU has consumer loan rates as low as 2.99% APR. Let us help you spend quality family time with recreational activities. Stop in and see us because life's better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loans subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at our state and regional news, Governor Tim Walz will have surgery on his left knee later this week. Walz says he runs about 30 miles per week, but back in December, something went wrong.
I have never, knock on wood, had an injury of any kind. Woke up the next morning, had a really stiff knee, kind of came and went. I tried to run on it. I'd rest it and run on it till about early February where I went in, and they did some tests and said, no, you tore both meniscus.
While he is under general anesthetic, Walz will transfer the power and duties of the office of the governor to Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. Walz says he plans to be back in the office on Monday. For the first time since 2008, speed-related fatalities climbed above 100. Mike Hansen is with the Office of Traffic Safety.
We can get to zero, but this is not something we can enforce our way out of. It's not something that we can engineer our way out of. But we have to all be part of the solution by changing our behavior, making good decisions behind the wheel.
Hansen says the sunny skies and dry roads are a welcome sight after months of dreary weather in Minnesota, but there's no summer vacation when it comes to safe driving behaviors behind the wheel. Starting today through July 21st, law enforcement officers from across the state will begin targeting speeders. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office says no charges will be filed at this time against two University of Minnesota wrestlers accused of sexual conduct.
However, the county attorney says the investigation remains active and prosecutors will continue to work with Minneapolis police and review all evidence that comes in over the next 90 days. The 36 hours that the suspects could be held without charges was due to expire at noon today and the two have been released. They were arrested Sunday and suspended from team activities by the university. Scott Peterson reporting.
This month and next, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, or MDA, is offering workshops designed to help those people who serve farmers navigate potentially contentious situations, economic or otherwise.
Difficult situations make everybody uncomfortable, and a lot of us have fear approaching a situation where we're kind of the heavy who has to deliver bad news, or we're working with someone who is in a difficult situation and we're not quite sure how we can help.
The MDA's Meg Moynihan says the goal of the workshops is to reduce anxiety about difficult interactions. The first workshop was this morning in Detroit Lakes, with more to follow in Thief River Falls, Duluth, Marshall, and St. Cloud. For more information on when the sessions will be held, visit mnfarmstress.com. A wolf-like animal caught by Morehead police is a hybrid and will eventually be placed with a sanctuary or other suitable home.
We're going to be holding on to him for a while. He's been eating and drinking and doing everything he needs to do right now. He's still scared because he's in the pound. However, he's being very cooperative with the people that have been handling him.
Police Captain Derek Swenson says veterinarians, the DNR, and other experts have determined that the animal is a wolf-dog cross about a year old. Police had received sporadic sightings of the animal for about a month. The animal was caught after he was lured into a trap set by police and animal control. So I never knew those existed. Always see some dogs that look like wolves. Well, there you go. Two teenage boys have been charged in juvenile court in a fatal carjacking attempt in Hennepin County. Prosecutors say the 15 and 16-year-old boys, armed with pistols, approached 39-year-old Stephen Markey, who was sitting in his parked car in northeast Minneapolis last Tuesday. A Minnesota man is charged with killing two federally protected trumpeter swans in Anoka County. 25-year-old Connor Walsh of Lino Lakes faces several misdemeanors in last fall's killing of the waterfowl on Rice Lake. He was charged by summons and asked to appear in court on July 17th. His mother told the Star Tribune that the family has no way to reach him. According to the charges, Walsh was in a kayak when he shot and killed the birds. A federal appeals court has affirmed a decision by a North Dakota judge who blocked a merger between Sanford Health and a private physicians group. Sanford, headquartered in Sioux Falls, wanted to acquire Mid-Dakota Clinic, but the Federal Trade Commission and the North Dakota Attorney General's Office objected the merger. A former North Dakota grain trader accused in a multi-million-dollar fraud scheme has signed a plea agreement in federal court. Authorities say 22-year-old Hunter Hansen of Leeds bilked about 60 farmers, elevators, and commodity brokers in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Canada. The deal calls for him to plead guilty to wire fraud and money laundering and pay back about $11.4 million. Court documents unsealed Monday show that Hansen failed to fulfill grain contracts with farmers and elevators. That is a look at our state and regional news. We'll take a break and come back with a look at our sports. That's coming up after these words from First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
The weather is great, so get out and enjoy it. Hi, this is Ashley with First Community Credit Union. Now is a perfect time to get that new car, boat, or other toy you've been wanting. FCCU has consumer loan rates as low as 2.99% APR. Let us help you spend quality family time with recreational activities. Stop in and see us because life's better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loans subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at our sports news, not a whole lot in the sports world now with the high school seasons over for all area teams. On the state sports scene, Rick Porcello pitched 7 strong innings for Boston to outduel Minnesota ace Jose Barrios, and the Red Sox stretched their winning streak to a season-high 6 straight games with a 2-0 victory over the Twins. Porcello allowed only 4 hits and 1 walk with 8 strikeouts, just his 3rd start out of 15 this season with 7 or more innings completed. Barrios struck out 10 batters in a season-most 8 innings with 5 hits and no walks allowed. The overarching goal of new coach Greg Berhalter has been to improve the perception of the fledgling U.S. men's soccer team on the global stage, with the program still stinging from the loss to Trinidad and Tobago some 20 months ago that kept the Americans out of the last World Cup. Though a strong performance in the CONCACAF Gold Cup probably won't move the needle much, the Americans would surely benefit simply from winning. Their group stage competition begins at Allianz Field in St. Paul, Minnesota, against Guyana. On our sports schedule for today, more Twins baseball on our airwaves tonight. The Twins continue their 3-game series against the defending world champion Boston Red Sox. 6:30 begins the pregame show this evening. 7:10 will be the first pitch right here on KROX. Also in action this afternoon, the Crookston American Legion baseball team. They host a doubleheader against Fargo Post number 400. 5 o'clock starts the doubleheader over at Jim Karn Field. That is a look at our sports news from yesterday and today. Again, more Twins baseball on our airwaves tonight. 6:30, the pregame show with a 7:10 first pitch as the Twins look to bounce back against the Boston Red Sox. That is a look at our sports news. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have our local news and the weather. That's brought to you by Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston.
Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
For a great quick meal, stop by the deli at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Buy the 8-piece Hugo's Crispy or Baked Chicken, $6.99. Hugo's Delicious Mustard Potato Salad on special for $3.99 a pound. 8-count Hugo's Bakery Fresh Hamburger or Hot Dog Buns, 2 packages for $5. In Hugo's Pet Corner, the 5.6-ounce Assorted Pepperoni Dog Treats, 2 for $5. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at our local news, the Crookston Park Board toured the Crookston Community Pool Monday afternoon, along with a couple of staff members and some of the pool's users. Each member was presented with the budget that the Ways and Means Committee forwarded to the council for approval last week, and there was a tour of the facilities. Trish Erdman said she was very interested in the pool and has worked at the pool since it opened. She noted the entranceway needed to become more attractive with more signage and lighting.
We're going to start out with the entrance and the attractiveness of the pool. I think we can all agree it needs a little enticement, more signage, and more lighting. Because when I leave here at dark, it's not very well lit. And you know, all the lights are going off in the building. I'm here, you know, the doors have been opened. Anybody can come in at any time. So it definitely needs to be more lit at even when the lifeguards come at 6 o'clock in the morning outside, because it's very dark, and you know this parking lot is used a lot. There's a lot of people that come buzzing through here, take a little time, sit out there or whatever, and a lot of people walk back and forth in this beautiful area, and so it's not very safe when you have young lifeguards leaving or old lifeguards leaving or teachers leaving. It needs to be more protected.
Parks and Recreation Director Scott Riopelle said the city would like to give the entrance a facelift, including additional lighting to make it safer and more appealing.
We'd like to give it a little facelift. The lighting in the parking lot, that's for the employees and stuff to make it safer and for users. It does get pretty dark, we understand, so we'd like to dress that up along with the face of the building in front, do some things to, as people walk in, make it more appealing. It's a beautiful building and we want it to last a while, so now that it'll be ours, they've done a great job with it, the school. Now is our time to put our little stamp on things, I guess.
In the locker rooms, the city would like to replace the showers, which are currently centralized and have corrosion on the handles and shower heads. Each shower unit has 4 showers, and Riopelle estimated that they are roughly $3,000 each to replace, $5,000 if you include a handicap shower. There are 4 units with 16 shower heads total in each locker room. Another possible option the city will explore would be moving the showers out of a centralized location and having them wall-mounted, said Riopelle.
We're looking at different options for the showers. A lot of the showers need some work, and it would be in everybody's best interest for us to replace them at this point. So that's one of our first things we would like to do. We will have to talk to the plumbers and get some pricing from them. I've just done some pricing online just so we can get ballpark figures, but there's other options for us. We can put them on the walls, and we could put numerous ones there as well so that we have enough showers for the users.
Several additional upgrades were discussed, including a new floor cleaning machine, repainting or replacing lockers down the road, making sure water fountains work, replacements of some doors and part of the ceiling that the humidity of the pool has eroded over time. Railings were also mentioned in the locker rooms and showers to keep people, especially seniors who use the pool heavily during water aerobics, from slipping.
As far as the railing, we'd like it to make it a little more accessible for users. So in the shower rooms, we would put some railings in and out of the locker rooms and in and out of the showers. So if people are worried about slipping or whatever, they can feel more secure.
The board also looked at the budget for the rest of the calendar year and didn't make any suggestions for changes to what staff had proposed.
That was presented to the council, I believe, at the last Ways and Means meeting, but we also brought it to the park board here. It's the next 6 months. We take over July 1st for the pool, so we have to have a budget in place for the remainder of the year. And then I stated we would be dealing with the budget for the full year of 2020, so that'll be coming out shortly as well. I'm not sure it's going to be double what we see now, but, you know, because right now we're going off what we can see the school has used in the past, and then we utilize some of our other facilities, some of our operating budgets for different items from there. Hopefully we're on base with those and in the ballpark.
The Crookston Area Chamber and the United Way Board of Directors donated and dedicated trees to Landslide Park on Tuesday morning. The trees were dedicated in honor of the members of the Chamber and donors to the United Way, according to Chamber Executive Director Terry Hagee.
Today we dedicated two trees in honor of our Chamber members. And then for United Way, it was for all the people that give of their time and the donors to help support everything that United Way does. And we know that with our Chamber members and community members, they really help grow our community. Landslide Park is such a beautiful area. And with that flagpole that went up, we thought those two trees would be a beautiful backdrop for those that come in and look at that spot, and we're hoping that maybe other service clubs or community members will look at dedicating a tree and just beautify that park even more.
United Way Executive Director Lori Wagner said the board members donated the tree as a dedication to United Way donors.
The board members decided to each pitch in for this tree that we got at D&D Tomford's, and it kind of frames the flag that Kurt Lukow put up, and I guess we're really proud to be able to do that. And one thing that I think the board would like to ask is if other maybe nonprofits or businesses or maybe some in honor of a family member, if you would also like to put up trees, you could talk to the park board and they would be more than happy, I think, to probably help you out with putting trees there, because I think that is such a lovely place. But we are very happy to help out and put up a tree there and help Crookston grow and make our parks more beautiful.
As one of the oldest operating theaters in the country, the Grand Theater has a lot of history. The main theater is likely one of the most unique in the country because other than some technology and seating upgrades, it looks and feels much like it one would imagine it did on opening night in 1910. But the outside of the building is also a step back in time with the Grand Marquis from the 1970s. The theater's owner, Brian Moore, is working this summer to sand, paint, and replace the lights to give the vintage marquee a fresh look.
It's something I've always wanted to do here since I've owned the place. So I'm just sanding and painting the letters, the grand letters on both sides of the marquee. And I'm also putting new lights behind the letterboard and hopefully putting on new orange neon around the front.
Each letter takes between 3.5 to 4 hours to sand and paint. More plans for the lights on the grand sign will be lit Friday and Saturday nights from about 6 to 11 p.m. and hinted that they may be lit each night of Oxcart Days in August. The Polk County Commissioners will meet Tuesday at 3 p.m. in the Commissioners' Room at the Polk County Government Center. The consent agenda includes commissioner warrants and sign audit list, approving payment to card member services in St. Louis, Missouri for $19,167.58 in credit card purchases, authorized payment of $105.50 to Ready Tech in Grand Forks for display port adapter cables, approved payment of $139.20 for lost warrant number 525257, dated May 24, 2019, to Ashley Billieux. The board will also discuss the upcoming July 2nd meeting. The board will consider for approval the final plat for Hope Cemetery in Garfield Township, presented by Planning and Zoning Administrator Jacob Snyder, and then they will consider distributing bond fund surplus to the Sandhill River Watershed District. Peter Sedgman, Director of Social Services, will ask the board for permission to fill two positions vacated by resignations, a social worker position opening with the resignation of Angela Zach effective June 27th, and a Child Protective Services social worker position opening with the resignation of Rachel Haga effective July 5th. Michelle Cody, Director of Property Records, will present a resolution for Polk County to accept a Deputy Registrar reimbursement grant for $39,831.83 related to the development and deployment of the Minnesota License and Registration System, also known as MNLARS. Polk County Administrator Chuck Whiting will present a resolution on behalf of the Highway Department for Polk County to be the lead applicant on a build grant application with Trail County, North Dakota, and the required approval and signature of the match assurance letter to go with the application. Whiting will also present a request to hire an engineering tech IV position and an engineering tech IIB position. The board will be asked to approve a purchasing policy that coordinates existing county policy, along with state and federal purchasing requirements that would supersede and replace all previous purchasing policies and guidelines. The final item is an agreement with U.S. Bank to enter their procurement card program, with training beginning in June or July and implementation shortly after that. The Crookston Planning Commission, they'll meet Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. in the conference room at City Hall. The first item on the agenda is approving or amending the May 13th meeting minutes. The only other item is reviewing the Gateway Overlay District that the City Council sent back to the Planning Commission after it passed through the Ways and Means Committee. Riverview Health physical therapist Lindsay Ebertowski recently became certified in ASDM therapy, an effective treatment that regenerates healthy soft tissues and eliminates or reduces unwanted scar tissue that may be causing pain or movement restrictions. Ebertowski, along with fellow Riverview physical therapist Lori Hefta and Tony Kuchin, offer this non-invasive treatment at rehab services in Crookston, Red Lake Falls, and with Ebertowski's new certification, East Grand Forks. There are many conditions that are successfully treated with ASTM therapy, including joint and muscle stiffness, sprains and strains, carpal tunnel, chronic ankle with or wrist pain, and stiffness, tennis or golfer's elbow, low back pain, and the list goes on. ASTM treatment is often prescribed for patients to treat their condition rather than undergo surgery, injections, or invasive treatments. During this treatment, Ebertowski conducts a thorough evaluation and follows specific treatment parameters to initiate a regenerative process in the affected soft tissues, including applying mild to moderate topical pressures with ASTM instrumentation and providing a customized program of stretching and exercise. For more information on ASTM therapy, call Riverview's Rehab Services Department at 218-281-9463. There are two additional open houses for a pair of Highway 75 reconstruction projects in Norman County scheduled today, along with the contractor, Spruce Valley Corporation, staff from MnDOT, and the city. We'll present and answer questions about the project and timeline. The public meetings will take place at 4:30 at Halstead Legion Recreation Center and at 5:30 at the Hendrum Civic Center Fire Hall, located at 308 Main Street East. Construction will begin as early as June 24th, weather permitting. The project will reconstruct Highway 75 in both Hendrum and Halstead. On our obituary desk, Dwayne L. Sandin, 74, of Mentor, passed away Sunday, June 16th in All True Hospital in Grand Forks. Memorial service will take place at 1:30 p.m. Monday, June 24th in United Lutheran Church in Grand Forks, with a family greeting 1 hour prior to the service in the church on Monday. Interment will take place at Memorial Park South Cemetery in Grand Forks. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Michael Garcia, 45, of St. Paul, for a petty misdemeanor for drug possession or sale of a small amount of marijuana, and Caitlin Marie Shaw, 19, of Halstead, for misdemeanor liquor consumption by a person under 21, released on personal recognizance. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Phil Grabowski and Archie Porter. Phil Grabowski was born in 1919 and enlisted in 1942. He was discharged in 1944, and Phil Grabowski died on this date in 1968. Archie Porter was born in 1920 in Donaldson and enlisted in 1942. Archie Porter was discharged in 1946 and died on this date in 1981 in Polk County. That is a look at our local news as we shift to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, 68 degrees, sunny skies overhead, a northeast wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometric pressure at 30.01 inches, humidity at 53%. Forecast for the rest of today across our listening area. Partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s with northeast winds up to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows 50 to 55 degrees with east winds up to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of rain showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers and slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s with southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour and the chance of precipitation 40%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies expected with a 50% chance of rain showers, lows in the mid-50s. Thursday, rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs 70 to 75 degrees. Our chance of precipitation, 80%. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-50s. Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers and slight chance of thunderstorms, highs 70 to 75. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-50s. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of rain showers and slight chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a chance of rain showers, slight chance of thunderstorms, lows in the mid-50s. Sunday, the same with highs in the mid-70s. Sunday night, more of the same with lows in the mid-50s. And Monday, you guessed it, mostly sunny with a chance of rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. So, to put it simply, every day the rest of this week, we could see a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms. We could also see sunshine. Temperatures will be around the mid-70s during the day and in the mid-50s during the evenings. But again, could be a wet rest of the week. It could be a dry rest of the week, but there is at least a chance of showers and thunderstorms here throughout the rest of the week into the weekend. Yesterday, our high reached just 63 degrees. Yesterday, our low, 54 degrees. Our average high on this date, 77 degrees. Our average low, 54 degrees. Our year-ago high, 79 degrees. Our year-ago low, 55 degrees. Our record high, set back in 1933, was 101 degrees. Our record low, set back in 1926, 37 degrees. Sun rose this morning at 5:27 a.m. It will set at 9:27 p.m., giving us 16 hours total of daylight today. Our morning low, since midnight, 52 degrees. We're up to 68 degrees right now in downtown Crookston with sunny skies overhead. That is a look at today's edition of the Noontime News here on KROX. Today's Noontime News was brought to you by Crookston Collision Center, Stennis Granite Company, First Community Credit Union, HN Quality Plumbing, Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Listen again for another edition of the Noontime News tomorrow.